Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus and aching.
That's the late great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ray Keating is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, an organization I've been telling you about almost 16 years, and very happy to continue to do that. Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. Ray brought with us a report on some surveys, a survey that was done, conducted with small business owners, people who had achieved some level of critical mass, some level of success. They were, they knew the score, right, Ray? They weren't still uninitiated. These were the initiated, right, Ray?
Yeah, no, exactly. And
they've been around long enough. They could look back and have some perspective.
Yeah, it seems to be the case. The U.S. Trust did this, and it caught my attention. It's when I wrote my upcoming column for the Long Island Business News, and
right.
It was just some really interesting stuff. And again, one of the things that jumped out at me that was fascinating was, you know, what was the top challenge cited by these business owners? And, you know, this is something that our elected officials, once again, need to hear loud and clear, but
right.
It was taxes, federal, state, and local taxes.
Wow. Big surprise, right?
You and I wouldn't be surprised, but unfortunately, I think a lot of the folks that are in elected office would be. And it was interesting to see how they react. You know, what have they done? What have they undertaken, or what are they considering doing in reaction to the tax burden? And, you know, 26% said that they were looking at reducing or limiting their employees. 18% were talking about eliminating health care benefits.
Do you think when they said taxes that somehow in an unintended but perverse way, that they're subliminally maybe even lumping Obamacare into that?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
I don't want to be presumptuous. I don't want to corrupt the results. But it is worth asking, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. When you look at what just kicked in this year, I mean, people wonder why is our economy still underperforming? Blah blah blah. Well, you know, look at the tax increases that went into effect recently, and it was, you know, you know over the last year or two, you had not only the the budget deal, one of many along the way, but the fiscal cliff deal, but you had Obamacare. So, you know, big part of Obamacare, there's a lot of problems with Obamacare, but big part of it is certainly the tax increase angle in terms of hiking income taxes and hiking taxes on capital gains and dividends. Absolutely.
Well, here's something to think about, and folks, I'm not trying to. I know you might think this is a little bit of a stretch, but I don't think it is. I just did a segment, Ray, on why I think it's inevitable. It's virtually not possible that our cost of healthcare is going to go up, and so if that's mandated by the government. And if the imposition of that mandate has the Supreme Court says it has to be a tax, because that's the only way the government can make us do it, right, is to pay a tax.
Yeah, well, it depends on which part of Justice Roberts' decision.
Well, I know, but my point is, it's part of that. But what I'm getting at is, if the imposition of that is by the government, then what the government can only impose a tax on me, so it's part of the tax regime.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that's whether you want to call the employer mandate, the individual mandate, a penalty or a tax. I mean, bottom line is it's increasing your costs. So absolutely. Yeah. And then, as I said, you add in the other tax increases that are there in terms of higher income taxes, higher capital gains, higher dividend, higher taxes on health insurance companies, higher taxes on medical device makers.
I do predict, though, Ray, that a lot of these taxes have not been isolated as much. That they're still getting a big tax bill that they're upset about. I do think it's the higher taxes all by themselves without Obamacare. But I do believe that a year from now or 2 years from now, if all things staying this way as they are right now, that taxes will be number two and Obamacare complying with the ACA will be number one.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
You wouldn't take that bet, would you?
Oh, no, I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying in terms of the vastness of this, that it'll be its own entity when you start looking at, you know, talking to business owners.
Yeah,
so you're absolutely right.
Like Jabba the Hutt.
It all goes into the same problem of taxes and regulations. And, you know, again, you and I have talked about this before. I've been on your show, but when you look at the policy arena and these issues, they've all been pointed in the wrong direction for 6 years now. And as long as they continue to be pointed in this direction, we will have a continuing underperforming economy at best. So that's the unfortunate reality. I'm an optimist at heart, Jim.
Have you ever seen government policy cast a pall over an economy like we have right now in your career?
Not in my career, absolutely not.
Isn't that the way to say it? Government policies, anti-business behavior, rhetoric, policies. I've never seen the marketplace not be able to get out from under it and get their minds out of it and sort of disregard Washington.
Yeah, what's frustrating is, absolutely, I agree with all the above. And what's frustrating is when you get, you know, if you flip on the financial networks and you have talking heads, economists and policy experts and so-called policy experts, very few of them want to talk about this.
Well, that's because they can talk about Wall Street, not Main Street.
Well, but they assume that it's like this. Well, it's just you know, if we could just get past this latest budget disagreement, then all will be well. I mean, they're basically
like
clueless.
It's just a scratch that needs to heal or something. You know, just give it time; it'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not the case, folks. We're going to come back and talk some more about this survey that Ray Keating has been reporting to us about. Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.